Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
come on, Mary Trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
You've made it to Friday. Friday morning, April the 8th, 2022. The show, DPietro and Rothenberg with you right here. As always, 98.7 ESPN. Last night was one of my great sports nights. I had the Rangers with a throttling of the Penguins in control. Felt like the entirety of the game after they scored that goal early stages, second period. I got to watch you and your green outfit up in Bristol. The Mets, late start, but Tyler Megill, just sensational. And away we go here on this Friday morning. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. What a day yesterday, huh? A little bit of everything. A little bit of golf. Saw some Tiger. I was in full goalie gear sweating through my clothes after the third take. Mets with a nice... Well, it's opening day, though, Dave. This is what we do on opening day.
Well, I'd like opening day to kind of extend out through the season to play like that a little bit more.
No? Just keep let's just replicate. Okay, guys, guess what it is today? Yeah. Opening
it's
day again.
Groundhog Day. They wake up every morning, the same song is on the clock radio. All right, guys. Hey, Coach, how are you? Opening day. Let's get going out there.
I'll tell you what, though, man. I mean, give that kid some credit.
Who, Megill?
Yeah, give Megill credit. And then you're dealing with the weather, right? So, like, everyone has, you know, we all know athletes, I talk about this all the time, just being, you know, creatures of habit, right? So, you come expecting to, you know, start your pregame routine and everything else. Obviously, there's jitters. It's opening day. And, you know, you're dealing with the weather delay and everything else. And he comes out and he's, I mean, 99? Just right off the bat, 99?
He was channeling his inner Jacob deGrom.
And then he had that big sequence there in the third inning.
That was huge. That when he struck out Soto was the big, I thought, for me, the biggest step out of the game.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, you're in that scoreless game. It's, you know, first and third, one out. You get Soto, and then you get a grounder. You're out of that inning. And then the Mets find a way. I mean, we get the how about Robinson Cano, too? And then we go, you know, fifth, sixth, and seventh. We put on, you know, put up the five runs, and then that's it.
Yep. Didn't need more than that. But he really was. And we joke around, but Tyler Megill was phenomenal. He really was. Just phenomenal yesterday. Yeah, and you didn't even know he was going to be in the rotation. And now all of a sudden he gives you that start. He's great. If he could pitch... Forget about, because we all talk about all the time, the top end of that rotation. And I'm not saying you're going to get this, you know, addition of him every time out. But if he can be good, think about what happens if and when this rotation is healthy.
Well, yeah, that's the scary part of this. I mean, that's why you go out and get Bassett and Scherzer. Because, I mean, you had to figure Carrasco, you know, I mean, this is what he's saying too with his elbow. He gets that fixed up so he'll be better. I don't know what's going on with Taiwan Walker in that knee, but he was an all-star the first half of the season, wore down. Same thing with Megill. Megill actually, I mean, he was really good, and then kind of, you know, he faded towards the end just because he's not used to, you know, pitching
right.
as much as he
did. It was a lot for him, sure.
But you're going to need all these guys. Shortened spring training. You have the lockout. Shortened spring training. Injuries are going to happen. So, I mean, everybody, pitching depth is going to be really important. And if you got, I mean, you get an effort like that, and I know it's the Washington Nationals, but still, there's a lot that went into that last night. Gives you five, only throws 68 pitches, eight straight, and you pull them just because, I mean, why are we going to press it? But I just think top to bottom, too. Even having, like, just, it just felt right. Like, Like, looking at Buck Showalter as the man just felt right. You know what I mean?
It's different. It feels different. It almost feels like there's an adult in the room, you know? And I don't know that that's right or not, but every time Rojas would speak last year, I'd be like, oh, God. And the clubhouse was a mess. And this year, it feels different. And I hope that that's the case, and it's one game only, but it feels different. And then you get the Braves losing last night. I know you say it's one game, it's a long season. I get it. But if you said, would you rather win and the Braves lose or vice versa, you'd rather happen what happened and Mets get off to a good start.
Yeah, that's it. Just take care of your business. I mean, and just you wanted to see a couple different things too, right? Like, I mean, we're all bummed out that Jacob DeGrom, obviously, he's not going to be your opening day starter. And then Scherzer's, I mean, he'll pitch tonight, but still, like, I mean, the hamstring, like, there's some stuff that bothers you. But, I mean, getting a chance to see some of the new additions. How about, all right, quick question. Quick question, because I'll forget it if I don't ask you right now. Who do you think John Winthrop's favorite new Met is?
Favorite new Met? Is there somebody loves Mickey or something?
Starling Marte wearing a Mickey Mouse necklace.
Oh.
Not sure if you saw it.
Mickey style.
Had the Mickey Mouse pennant rocking last night.
I did not see that, really, because I had to set up in my nook.
Oh, in the door jam.
Right. I had to set up in my nook because I had the Rangers on the one TV. And then the Mets on the other, the far TV, so I wasn't able to see the up-close kind of paraphernalia the guys were wearing. I didn't realize there was a Mickey Mouse pendant he was wearing last
Mickey
night.
Mouse pendant. He's a good-looking athlete, too. Adds, I mean, the fact that he can steal bases, that's huge for us. That's a whole different element.
Huge. And this is without Nimmo.
This is without Nimmo. Neck again, but whatever. I'm not going to – no negatives today. McNeil, I mean, that was another one, right? Like, which McNeil are we going to get? Are we going to get, you know, the Jeff McNeil that's just trying to hit home runs, or more like what we saw where he's using, you know, all parts of the field? He did that last night. So there was a lot of positives last night. A lot of positives.
Tons. Bullpen was good. You know who I know you're going to know who worries me, though? Bullpen-wise.
Who worries you? Bullpen? Closer-wise? Yeah. I mean,
Closer? No, bullpen-wise.
Bullpen-wise, who scares you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, is it May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He worries me a lot.
A little bit.
A lot. Yeah. I don't have a lot of confidence in him.
Yeah, but I'll tell you who I do have confidence in Buck and how he handles the bullpen.
I agree with you. Which is interesting, and maybe I'm completely off base here. I was surprised in a 4-run game he brought Diaz into the game.
Well, you want to get him some work, right? I mean, and I was listening to, as I sat in stopped traffic on the highway because somebody, the rain. But how he was mentioning it, the way Buck does it, is he has his A staff in the bullpen and he has his B staff in the bullpen. And when he decides to use the A staff, he sticks to the A staff. And then there are certain times when he uses the B staff. He doesn't like to interweave.
He doesn't like to overlap.
Yeah.
So
which I thought was pretty interesting.
So I want, like, going into the game, he has it differentiated. Like, all right, this is my A and they're going to get today.
No, depending on situation. It's like depending on what the game's like. If it's a closer game, you're going to obviously go with the A staff. If it's,
right,
you know, you have a, you know, whatever lead or you're behind by a certain amount of runs, then you'll go with the B staff. I thought it was pretty interesting, though.
That is very interesting. So now, by the way, let's give you a little credit here because we harp on you and give you a hard time. You're a warrior here. So you're up in Bristol. You left midday yesterday, yes?
I left at 11, yeah.
11 o'clock in the morning, so you got there at 1-ish, is that fair?
1-ish, yeah. Yeah, right around 1-ish.
Okay. So now you have to prepare for the, what is it, the Point?
The Point, that's correct, yep.
The afternoon show, The Point. Now, I was told, I didn't see it. I was actually, in fairness, I was watching baseball and doing all sorts of stuff around the house. But Jeremy Schapp was hosting the show yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we got Schappy hosting the show. It was great. First time I ever met him.
Nice guy, right?
Really nice guy.
I met him at the premiere of The Dark Knight, which is a bizarre thought now that they made a 30 for 30 out of that. But yes, I met him at that premiere. Very nice guy.
I gave him a nice line too as we did our demo. And I said, he introduced it. And I said, oh, Jeremy, leave it to me and Hiller. We'll keep you outside the lines for this one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's nice. So you do that show and then you do the pregame on ESPN Plus. Yes.
Yeah, pregame for the Rangers, then pregame for the Hurricanes, then intermissions for both. And
wait a minute. You like pretend you're doing different games?
No, see, that's what people don't understand when you do this. So we jump on to do the pregame for the Rangers game last night, which was, I mean, Shesterkin was great last night. But that's, I'll ask you that later in the show because I posed the question last night as to what you'd like to see. So we do the pregame, and then puck drops in the Carolina game at 7:30. So then we, as the Pittsburgh Rangers game is going on, we jump on into the pregame of that game.
Right.
And then
You're doing a second pregame.
Yeah, and then intermission. And so it's then I go first intermission, you guys, first intermission, them, second intermission.
So you never have a minute.
No, it's boom, 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 boom.
Right. No, that makes sense. So you're one game, then that ends, then the other game. Now, what happens? Here's the question for you. What happens if there's like a break in the glass and they have to fix it? Takes 15 minutes. Both games catch up. They both go to intermission overlapping.
See, that's a great question. I would imagine that we would probably have done, because we started with the Rangers Pens, we would do that one, and I bet the broadcast team, whoever was calling the game,
they would actually do the intermission?
Would do the intermission, yeah.
All right, so I didn't realize you were doing anything with the Sabres and the Hurricanes. So you're bouncing all over the place.
You know, and by the way, people are the worst, too. And I get it. Like, you're ride or die with your team. But the Carolina Hurricanes are a team that could very easily come out of the East and be in the Stanley
Cup
Finals.
Tell me they booed them.
No. So I make a point during one of the intermissions because Buffalo, I mean, Buffalo's playing good hockey right now. RJ will attest this. They're good hockey. But they're not a good team yet. Like, they're playing good, but they're young. They make stupid plays, which is, you know, if you're trying to be a good team, you have to avoid. So I make a point, like, this is what teams that aren't very good do. They turn, like, they put pucks in the middle, turn it over, and it ends up in the back of your net. I'm getting, like, a nasty tweet. Did you see what Buffalo did against this team? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. They're not good. Have you seen how many wins they have?
Yeah, no, they're
savages.
They're on the up and coming, you know, train, but they're not good yet. So you're going all over the place. You're doing pregame, then another pregame, then six intermissions, then postgame, and then it's all wrapped up. Like, you say goodnight to everybody at what point? Steve Levy, Hillary Knight. All right,
he's
guys.
He's the best. He says hi, by the way, Steve.
He doesn't know me.
No, he knows of you, and he said, "See, I told him my schedule," and he's like, "You're crazy, man." And he said, "Make sure you give Dave my best."
Really?
Yes.
That's so nice.
He's a good guy.
He's very nice.
So I wrap up around.
He wants me to have. What does that mean? Have his best.
Well, no, just like he can have
like
his
sends,
best.
He sends regards.
Sends regards. Yeah, salutations.
That's very nice. He enjoys the show. Does he listen to the show?
No, he's not up that early. No
he's
chance.
Not up this early.
No, he couldn't believe what time we wake up. He said he tried it once. He used to do. He said before. I didn't even know this before. Before Mike Breen was on Imus, he was. Yeah. And he said he did it for a couple of weeks. He just couldn't. His body couldn't adapt to it.
This is not for everybody.
Oh, by the way, guess who else? I'm all over the place right now on a Friday. Bouncy Friday. Guess who else I saw up in Bristol?
All right. Who else you saw Bristol? Can you give me a sport?
Not a sport. It's a person all of us on the show know very well.
We Benson know Stennett. Him very well.
Oh, it didn't say him.
Oh, we know her very well.
Could be.
Oh, well, okay. Diana, I have been lurking.
Blachowicz.
No. Jan Blachowicz.
Not Blachowicz, nope.
It wasn't Blachowicz, no.
It was not Blachowicz.
All right. So is this person that's not affiliated with the sport?
Not affiliated with a specific sport. Affiliated, obviously, with sports.
Affiliated with sports. Is it an anchor?
Not an anchor, nope.
Not an anchor. Is it, and it's not an analyst, because then they'd be affiliated with the sport. All right.
Maybe has a, could potentially have a gambling problem.
Oh, you saw Anita.
I saw Anita.
Okay. That was easy.
Oh, look at what has happened.
I never would have gotten that.
And I have a scooter update.
They found the scooter?
No, they have not found the scooter, nor the guy.
So the guy honestly stole her scooter.
Oh yeah, but and then it turns out this is not the first time this gentleman has done shady things.
Is he not even a handyman at all?
No, he's got like this super long rap sheet of bad stuff that he's done.
So why would this not happen then?
Well, of course it's gonna happen.
Anita gets somebody else to call him. Hi, I'm Stephanie. I have, you know, whatever, a refrigerator. It's on the fridge. Can you come fix this? This guy shows up for the fridge. Then they jump him.
A sting operation is what you call it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we set up a sting.
Well, where's that? Let's do that.
All right, maybe we dress up. Our, maybe we have RJ call him. And then he sees, oh, look, it's just this little guy. I can take advantage of him.
Look, it's a little person. Right?
I'm not a scam guy. Don't scam me.
Listen, we're doing the Wizard of Oz. Hey, we're gonna revisit the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, look,
the Munchkins.
It's a tiny little home with tiny little appliances. This won't take me that long.
That was a great insult. It only took 8 seconds to deliver the punchline.
You know what? I'm tired. I was up late.
Hey, but at least there was talking for the 8 seconds, RJ. That's a win, all
right? That's right. Even if you just start mumbling on yourself, that beats dead air.
For example, you trade for Anthony Davis when you already have LeBron in place.
Ugh. I don't know.
I wasn't even listening. I checked out.
I didn't know what to say.
There was nothing to say. I screwed the pooch there on that one.
Yeah, that was not great. All right, so let's finish your day, and then we'll break, come back, and get more into the Mets, 800-919-3776. You said goodbye to Levy at what time?
We're out of there probably, I'm leaving 10:30.
So you get into the car, and it's now pouring rain.
It's monsooning. Yep, I got
pouring rain. I had the dogs out. They were terrified to go outside last night. Come back in, pouring rain. And you then pull up into your palatial driveway in the state at what time?
Right around 1:15-ish.
1:15-ish. Now, how does it work? Do you now have to shower and go to bed? Do you just pop into bed? Do you lie on the couch and get a little bit of rest? How does it work?
No, shower.
Shower.
Shower. I had to shower. And then closed my eyes for a minute, then woke up. And
here we are.
And here we are.
All right, we're gonna do the best we can to get you to 8 o'clock, and I'm hoping there's a nap on the other side for you.
I'm just letting you know right now, what is it, 5:16?
Yeah.
This could be, I'm at that stage where this could be a wild show.
Good.
I'm not sure what I'll say. I'm not sure what I'll do.
Good.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you got to listen to the just about the entire Mets game, right? Or at least the last 4 or 5 innings of the game on the way home. That's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I enjoy listening to baseball on the radio.
It is by far away the best sport on the radio.
Yeah, like obviously, like to watch it, but it's the one sport when I watch it on the radio that I don't feel like I'm missing as much.
When you watch it on the radio, huh?
And then I got Howie too. You know what I mean? Listening to Howie's the best.
He's excellent. Now, listen, Don is great, but listening, you can't kind of envision what's happening. Hockey's too fast.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, I mean, I listen to all of it. I mean, I listen to football, I listen to hockey, all of it. But it just baseball is the one where it's like, okay, I don't feel like I have to rush home to go turn it on.
You can consume and enjoy baseball on the radio. I could not agree with you more. 1-800-919-3776. So 5 shutout innings, and he got a big jam in the third. Tyler McGill, what were you? Were you in fact more excited than you kind of let on last night?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I was excited, definitely. But for the most part, I felt very relaxed. Like I said, ready to go, and just want to go out there and get the ball rolling for the team.
How is that possible that he was relaxed going into that game? And he really did seem to be.
Yeah, he did, and I think that's, again, that's what allows you to go out there in a situation like that and be as composed as he is. Some guys are just built that way, man. Some guys just have that kind of personality where nothing seems to faze them. I'm sure there was some probably, like, anxiousness. Maybe, I mean, because you're excited, too. Like, there's an element where, I mean, you're excited. You can't wait to get out there. But he's able to kind of slow things down and not be overwhelmed by it.
Well, good for him. If he can give you a good season, not great, a good season, this pitching staff, if DeGrom comes back, will be lethal.
Yeah, but
lethal.
But it's not even just that. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously, we hope that he has, and that he can that it starts and it starts off the way it just started, and he can carry through the entirety of the season. Like, he doesn't start to wear down. But I mean, the most important thing, when I think we both feel this way, is obviously going to be the health of, especially the top three in this rotation. So you're going to need all these guys are going to have to contribute at some point.
Absolutely, all they will. Absolutely, they will. Let's go to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. John in the car. Good morning, John. Lead us off on this Friday.
Hey, what's up? So McGill was great to watch. Looked like a pro. You're talking about channeling DeGrom, though, and I hate that I even thought about this, but I couldn't help myself praying, like, please don't let this mess with your arm if you're pumping 98, 99 after 94, 95 last year. Where he was also kind of gassed down the stretch of the season. So I'm wondering if you guys had that same thought creep in. And also, real quick, Rick, you got scoffed at for your Tyler O'Neill comment, and look at him. So,
I wasn't going to mention it. I was going to wait because I know the company has my back.
Yeah, scarf. You are. Of course.
Ridiculed.
Of course. All right, should we revisit it every day? Do a Tyler O'Neill update?
It just so happens that I have the box score up right now.
Of course, what a surprise! If the Giants had played last night, you would have had their box score up right now.
Oh, I wouldn't even be paying attention. Right now. I'd be ensconced.
Yeah,
by the,
you'd be
knee
deep in Alex Wood conversation in your own head.
Yeah, Tyler O'Neill, no big deal. 2-for-3, 5 RBIs.
Great.
Five RBIs.
He's the front runner for the MVP. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying he's the front runner. I'm just saying I shouldn't have been laughed at. I just said, hey, you know what, Dave? Yeah, I mean, you once used to place bets on the WNBA All-Star Game. Maybe if you had a couple bucks hanging around, you might want to throw it on my guy Tyler O'Neill.
I am anymore. I'm not that guy anymore that I'm going to start. And I was never that kind of a gambler where I would bet on things that would happen 6 months from now.
You were trying to take action on the show. You're not that kind of guy. What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? What are the odds?
That was for fun show purposes. I'm telling you.
Yeah, like the worm from Rounders is what you are.
When he was not a nice character.
I can imagine that's how I imagine, not to that extent, but
he
that's how I would.
He was imprisoned.
Well, yeah, but that not to that level is what I'm saying. But I'm saying that kind of was looking for that kind of action. I mean, you were going to underground casinos and stuff. Let's not pretend like that didn't happen.
I went once to an underground casino. I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours. Teddy KGB's place in Rounders?
You were there.
No, I was never at a place that nice. That place was nice.
Dude, you had the World Series of Dice going on in the back of the Dunkin' Donuts you worked at.
Were you kidding? We used to play a Chinese poker.
Yeah, well, same thing. I mean, you had some tendencies.
Listen, all I'm saying is when I was in the heat of it, gambling, never once did I make a wager. Never once did I think about making a wager, which would have the result in 6 months from then.
This is why you avoid the city. There's probably juice running somewhere.
No, there's no juice running anywhere.
Oh yeah, listen, I never know with you.
You really are off the rails today, huh?
I'm off right off.
I don't even think when I was gambling that you could have placed a wager that would be scored in 6 months.
I don't know the places you went to.
I'm telling you, it's not like it is now.
The slot machines are for losers.
Where everyone just, what wager did you place? Oh, I had this wager. No, it was underground. It was dirty. It was seedy. Have you heard of the mole people?
And you loved every second of it.
Oh, it was fun.
Look at you now, though. Almost 50, two kids, mature.
I am mature.
Sitting in your beautiful home that has one TV and two different rooms in the door jam of your house.
Right under the beam. I can position myself right under the beam and watch both games. It's funny.
In an uncomfortable kitchen chair. That sounds
very
terrible.
Uncomfortable. Not good for the back. All right, let's hear. We haven't heard this yet. Oh. Mets manager Buck Showalter. That sounds nice. Here he is. Tyler McGill was unfazed. Talk to him about the Masters before the game.
No, he was talking to me about something with the Masters, you know. I walked through to tell people about different start times, and he was looked at me like, okay. And then is Tiger one under or something, he said. He was one under, right?
Yeah.
So I guess he was watching.
So how great is that? I mean, really, he says he wasn't, you know, phased from the game. He really wasn't. Like, it was just business as usual for Tyler McGill last night.
Yeah, and that's how, listen, that's how he chooses to get ready. I mean, he tries to, you know, take his mind off of it. Talk, obviously, paying attention to other things going on. Good for him. That works for him.
Good for him, good for us, good for everybody.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it really is amazing. Like, when you get a chance to, you know, throughout your career, play with so many different guys, and to see how each guy prepares for a game. Like, you have a guy like, you know, Tyler McGill, who's just, I mean, he's loose, doesn't realize the, you know, how big the moment is. It's opening day, man. I mean, you're pitching, Jacob DeGrom was supposed to start this game. You're in, you're pitching, and dealing with weather and everything else, no big deal. Watch the Masters, how's Tiger doing? I want to chop it up. And then, you know, I played with guys who would puke before games. Like, would have to puke before they went on the ice because they were so, they were so nervous going into it.
A regular season, like 80?
Every game.
80th game, really? Just, they would vomit every game?
Every single game.
So there were guys that would vomit every single game?
Every game.
Wow.
Yeah, there was just, they had that much nervous energy. I know, but again, like that's why, like, during the courses of these seasons, like, baseball's 162, the NHL's 82 games. Like, it, yeah, physically you start to wear down. Like, everyone's got, you know, something that's sore or whatever, but it's the mental part of it. It's like every single day you show up.
That's gotta be exhausting to like show up every other night and know that you're gonna throw up as you pull into the arena.
Yeah, because you're getting yourself that worked up. Like, you're trying to get yourself to that level every single night.
Yeah, that's a lot. It really is.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'll tell you what was terrifying last night. Ninth inning, all but wrapped up, two outs, getting ready for Diaz to trot onto the mound, and Pete Alonso gets drilled in the helmet, in the face. I mean, you know what's amazing to me is he'll get into the batter's box today and will probably have no recollection and just go up there and do what he does.
Yeah, he got lucky. That could have been a lot worse. I mean, here's the thing, right, is that part of the problem with baseball just in general is how easy these guys make it look. Like, you don't really get an idea, like, how intimidating it is standing in a batter's box with guys
terrifying. Yep.
Dude, I mean, the amount the baseball moves, too. Like I told you, when I was during the lockout, when I was doing that stuff with the Long Island Ducks, which was, like, one of the greatest experiences of my life, I'd get to go hang in the bullpen, and then, you know, like, when I was buddies with Danny Graves, who was, you know, out of the bullpen.
Former,
so we'd
Reds
hang out.
Closer, yes.
Exactly right, and he was nasty. And he would warm up, and sometimes he would have me, I would stand in the batter's box while he was getting warm. The amount of movement on the pitch, like, he would throw a four-seam fastball, and the thing would be, it'd still move all over the place.
Terrifying.
And it's on you, like, you don't even feel like you can react to it. It's on you that fast.
Because you almost can't.
It's like the second the ball's out of his hands, you have to make the decision whether or not you're going to swing your bat. Like, yeah, you're going to swing the bat.
But you know, it's amazing. You watch the game on TV, and it feels so much slowed down. Like, it feels like it's slow. Like you can see the pitch. There's time. You can see it break. But when you're there in person, it's so fast.
It's funny too, because like, so people would always ask me as, you know, as a goalie, first of all, why would you be a goalie? And I'm like, I have no idea. I like the equipment. But like, as you go through the course of a season, like you have guys that shoot, you know, 100 miles an hour. But as the season progresses, it just how you explained on TV how it looks slow. Like it feels, I don't know if it's your eyes adjust or you just because you're seeing so many shots, but it feels like in the moment that you have time to react to the puck. Like when you come out of the off season and like your first couple practices back, it's like you don't. It's like you can't even see the puck. It's like I don't know how I'm gonna play. I can't stop this puck. It's moving too fast.
Yeah. It's coming right at me. So Pete gets hit. He goes down. I guess he's going to be okay. Here is Buck after the game discussing Pete and the injury.
We think okay. You know, he didn't graze him off the shoulder and onto his mouth. He's going to, you know, somebody said have some sexy lips for a couple of days. We'll make light of it. You know, I'm not happy about it. It's just like McCann. And, you know, I got the slider that bounced off the JD's foot, but don't like to see that.
Would the Mets get hit four times yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was not good. One in the face, the McCann went off the foot. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, the McCann went off the foot. That was clearly, there's no intent there.
No, I'm not even talking about intent. Like, just getting, I mean, this is not what you need in the first game of the season.
Of course,
right?
Especially in cold weather. But I don't know, man. The second time McCann got hit and the Alonso one, those are both up and in.
Yeah, and you heard Buck. I mean, he made light of it. He kind of joked about it.
But you heard him also say he's not happy about it.
Of course, how could you be happy about it? I mean, you're counting on Pete Alonso to have a huge season for you, and he almost. I mean, if that thing doesn't clip his helmet, it hits
him
directly.
Well, you got a Stanton situation.
Yeah, no kidding. It's fun. We can all joke about it now, but gonna have some sexy lips. But that's scary, man.
Very scary. Let's hear from Pete. If he could speak, I guess he is okay. Are you doing all right?
Oh yeah. All good. Just a busted lip. That's it. Got all my teeth. No concussion. I'm all good.
Did you have to go through concussion protocol?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're all set. We're good.
All right. So Pete is fine. He says the chin flap did its job there yesterday.
I think I got the ball hit the chin strap. But, I mean, again, that's why we wear it. I mean, I don't think if I wasn't wearing that, then I'd probably be missing teeth. So I'm just happy that I had that protection.
Ugh. That is awful.
Yeah, how about him? But I mean, how about what's going on with him though? I mean, he gets T-boned. His truck rolls three times. He's lucky to survive that. Gets hit in the face last night.
Right.
I mean, he's in.
Well, at least he's having good fortune. Like these bad things.
No,
are happening,
I know.
But the end result has not been bad for him.
I understand that, but still.
And you know what they always say? These things happen in threes.
No, don't say that. Why, you're the worst. Why would you
how
say
am I,
that?
How am I the worst?
Well, because you told me, you hope I get into a fender bender.
I took it back.
Thank God you took it back. I mean, you should see what happened to me last night. I mean, I'm going through lakes on the highway. Got 18-wheelers shooting tidal waves over the median.
Wouldn't the prudent move have been to stay in Bristol, get a little more sleep, do the show from there, and then when the rain dies down today, drive back when you at least have a little rest under your belt?
What are the chances that it's that easy? What
do you mean?
That I just pop into Bristol at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they just have a studio ready? Someone there waiting for me at the studio?
That's what they do.
No.
Yeah, they wouldn't have that for you.
There's no chance.
What do you mean there's no chance?
I just got a net. I mentioned that we should have a net for demos when the season started. No, I got home, and plus I had to watch the rest of the game. I mean, it just can't. There's no. I don't have the DVR going at the hotel.
Well, that's true. But you could watch SportsCenter, go online. You could have done your due diligence. I could have carried the weight.
You should have invited me to your house. I could have slept over your house.
I invited you to my house.
No, we could have went to Citi Field because it's closer.
But there's no game there today.
Oh, just how about the DC? We could. You're close to DC.
Very close to DC.
Just swing on down.
Very, very close to DC. When's the Mets home opener? Next Friday, right? Against the Diamondbacks?
It's the it's on Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah, which is next Friday. Today's the 8th, so next Friday's the 15th. Where do they go after this?
Philly.
Ooh, that's a big
Look
series.
Look at me. No sleep, just banging out the schedule.
Oh, you're so impressive. Look at you. So what do we have? We have four against Washington, and then four against Philly or three against Philly?
I think we have four against Washington and three against Philly.
Three against Philly and then home. So what are you looking for out of the seven? If I give you right now a 5-2 in any way, you're
taking it.
And you're running with it.
I'm chomping it up.
But you know what? You're set up now to have a good series against Washington.
Well, you should. Come on. I mean, Juan Soto is great, but let's be serious. I mean, yeah, we got to.
How many times have you seen the Mets play a team that they're superior than and still not find ways to win these games?
It was one of the problems with the Yankees last season, wasn't it, with Baltimore?
Well, they couldn't beat Baltimore.
I think what was Toronto, 18-1 against Baltimore? They destroyed Baltimore.
Yeah, so I take nothing for granted. But the nice thing is you got the win in a night where you didn't have, and let's be fair, you didn't have one of your top probably three or four pitchers going.
No, that's why that's gravy, though, because now you're set up with Scherzer and Bassett.
Now you go Scherzer, Bassett. I mean, you at a minimum, you got to go 3-1 in this four-game series.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go 2-1 against Philly, and then you come home for Arizona. That's a nice little setup to the season.
And then all hell is going to break loose for me. Got a four-game set against the Giants. Who knows? I don't even know if I'll be able to do the show.
God knows what the amount of studying you'll be doing.
I'll be scoring games. You may not see me.
I may not. I very well may not. But you know what? That's the price we pay for the lifestyle that we lead.
It is a beautiful lifestyle, though. I love it.
It really is a beautiful lifestyle. All right, so the golf yesterday, 1-800-919-3776. We continue with the Mets. We'll get into the Yankees in the 6 o'clock hour. We have top of the morning at 6:45. Want to get into the golf. We'll get into the golf in a moment. I want to go to Kevin in Monmouth first. Kevin, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going really well, Kevin. How are you?
Good, very good. It's Friday. I can't complain. And the Mets continued their dominance on opening day. I want to ask you guys real quick. I got a buddy also named Kevin. He works for a company up north, and he was telling me he's exhausted today. He's telling me the Mets didn't actually look that good last night, that they got lucky. I think that's nonsense. I wanted to ask you guys.
But he's not a Mets fan, right?
He's not. He doesn't know what he is. He's half a Philly fan, half a New York fan. He's all over the place. But anyway, so do you guys think that the Mets are the favorites to win the NL East this year?
No.
We think the Braves.
But But here's the thing. It doesn't. I think Dave and I both feel the same way. Is would you like to see them win the division? Absolutely. Of course, we'd love to see them win the division. But as long as we get ourselves into the postseason, I think we both feel if you have a healthy DeGrom, a healthy Scherzer, and a healthy Bassett, I mean, you're going to be a handful in the playoffs.
I'll take my chances against anybody. If you tell me I finish second in the division and my pitching is healthy when I get to October, I love my chances. I love my chances.
I don't disagree with you.
So that's it. Get in. And again, remember. So what is it? Two plays six, three plays. How does it work now?
The top two division
get
winners.
Buys?
Yep, they get buys.
So if you're not a top two team, although you figure the division winner of this will be a top two. Now, the top two have to be division winners. You can't be like the Dodgers last year winning 100 games and get a bye, right?
No, the top two division winners.
All right, so two of the three division winners will get buys, and then three plays six, four plays five. So I'll go to battle in a best of three. I'm not scared of that.
Yeah, with anyone, though.
Imagine
that. Your rotation, man. I mean, seriously, like even once you get past Bassett, too. I mean, a healthy Carrasco.
Well, that's the beauty, right? A healthy Carrasco. Now, Walker has reason for concern now, but last year he was terrific, so we'll see what he turns into. You still got Peterson waiting in the wings. You got Miguel last night was so good. And this is all on top of those three starters.
Exactly right.
So, yeah, no, get me in and healthy, and I love my chances.
How could you say the Mets didn't look good last night? I mean, what game were you watching?
I thought they looked really good.
Hey, McGill's,
the pitching was lights out. I thought most of the hits from the Nationals were not exactly stung. Right?
Yeah, no, they had a lot of six hits.
Yeah, and some bleeders, right? I mean, if Alonso didn't stumble around third, you probably have the lead earlier in the game. You got out of the big jam first and third in the third inning with one out and Soto at the plate. And then you started to really pile on when you took that 2-0 lead. Then you started adding on in innings, of 6-7-8 or 5-6-7 or whatever
it was. 5-6-7. 5-6-7. You went 2-2-1.
Yeah, I don't understand how you could look at the game last night and have anything but good feelings about it.
No, but again, the way he explained it, he's half a Philly fan, half a... I mean,
well,
that's
a fraud.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, if you're... That might be the dumbest phrase uttered in the history of radio. He's half a Phillies fan, half a Mets fan?
Why would you admit to being half, unless you're a full-blown Phillies fan, why would you admit to being half a Philly fan?
Well, how could you possibly be half Phillies and half Mets?
No. Because you wouldn't be.
No. Maybe you'd be like fighting with yourself.
Well, maybe in New York, maybe with the Yankees. How are you going to be a half Philly fan, half Mets fan? That's impossible.
All right, so do I need half a Phillies, half a Yankees fan to be commenting on what the Mets did last night?
Of course not.
No, it's the last thing I need. All right, let us comment, that's what we do, on Tiger Woods. That was, I saw anything from really impressive to otherworldly. Where do you fall on what Tiger was yesterday?
Right around there. I mean,
that's a big range. Where do you fall?
No, I mean, I'm probably at the upper end of that range where, I mean, I said he would make the cut. I thought he would be good. I didn't think he would look that good. I did not. I mean, he looked in control. I mean, the guy hasn't played a competitive event in like they go over 500 days or something crazy like that. And you saw how some of these guys struggled yesterday. I'll tell you what, too, the ESPN Plus coverage with some of those cameras on the camera angles on the greens, you got a real like an opportunity to see how the undulations and how the greens are crowned. I mean, that place is difficult, and he just went about his business, and he's got to feel good. Now, he'll get some weather today. I guess it's supposed to be when he tees off today, I guess there's going to be some wind, but I would say he's probably happy about that.
Well, he's in contention to certainly make the cut, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where would the cut be now? Do we know?
Where would the cut be right now?
Yeah.
He's well within.
Well within. My guy, because I'm looking, I don't even see him. Where's Morikawa?
Morikawa he's plus one.
So he that's okay or no?
Yeah, that's fine. He's tied for 31st.
So he's fine.
He's fine.
And then who did you take?
I had Scheffler.
Oh, so you're in good shape.
I'm in good shape. But I'm aggravated though, because I was gonna say Cam Smith, but I went with my heart and went with Justin Thomas, and he did not have a good opening round.
But Scheffler was your main one.
Yeah, but that's fine. Listen,
and he's three under. Tied for third.
Your boy Kokrak didn't play half bad either.
No. You say it's so much better than I was able to.
Well, yeah. I mean, you kind of botched it a little bit, but that's fine.
But I didn't know.
Your guy John Rahm plus two.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't bad. Like, relax. That's not bad.
No, like, that's okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you're talking about that's seven shots off the lead.
No, but it's early, man. You get some weather today. Leader right now is five under. No, you're fine. It's a difficult course, man.
Rahm is tied for 43rd, top 50 make the cut.
Yeah, he can make a move. I mean, Cam Smith at one point had it to 6 under. Still shot 68. I mean, you can go out there. I mean, John Rahm's good enough.
I never even heard of Cam Smith.
No?
No.
He's a good player.
Yeah?
Yeah,
he's an Australian professional golfer.
Look at you.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at him up now. That's what I do. I ingest information. All right, here is Tiger Woods on his opening round at the Masters.
Well, I did not have a very good warm-up at all. You know, I hit it awful. As my dad said, did you accomplish your task? Did you warm up? I said, yes. Now, go play. And that's exactly what I did. I, you know, blocked it out, and I felt like, hey, I'm warm. Go play. Let's just go get it done. Execute each shot, you know, as the round built, and I was able to get into the red. Got out of there and got to even par, but made two stupid mistakes at 8, back-to-back. Loss of concentration a little bit there, mm-hmm. but I fought back, and for the day, and to end up in the red, and right where I need to be.
I mean, I was impressed by that. And then you get, I don't know if this is just his way or if he likes to be the naysayer, but Hinkie Haynes on Twitter says Tiger's tied for 10th with 7 other golfers. That's otherworldly. It's a nice story, but let's not overstate his play so far. You have to incorporate everything. If Tiger was fully healthy and trotted onto the golf course and went 1 under, we wouldn't stop the presses at all. The guy was in a car accident so horrific they thought he might die. And secondly, there was a good chance he was going to lose the leg. He hasn't played in a tournament in 15 months. So yes, going out there and shooting 1 under and being tied for 10th does feel somewhat otherworldly to me.
It's absolutely otherworldly. I don't care what Hinkie Haynes says. He's not giving Tiger Woods enough credit. And oh, by the way, he had back surgery too before the car accident.
The guy hasn't played in 15 months.
Did you hear? I was listening to something yesterday. So I guess he explained. They asked him, like, could you explain what your foot and ankle looked like after the car accident? He said, well, imagine if you took a pretzel stick and you squished it between your fingers and then just put it on the table. And then you have to put that together, back together. That's what my foot and ankle are like.
Oof.
And he's out there. I'm telling you right now, as a guy who golfs as much as he's allowed to golf, like it's not easy, man.
What are you allowed to? Like Cass will say, you're not allowed to golf?
Well, no. But I feel comfortable. Like, if Cass's dad's here, I'll take him, so I'll get a chance to go out and play a couple rounds. If we're down in Florida, you know, I'll go play. But I love it. Like,
So one day you could envision kids are older, they're out of the house. You could envision playing, what, 5 times a week?
Well, Cass loves golf, too.
Oh,
Before we had kids, right, like, I would have, you know, we'd shoot over at whatever, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, go play, and then go get dinner. Nice little date night. It was awesome. So yeah, I mean, of course, so the kids are out of the house. It's
nice. I like.
I don't know how. I see. This is what drives me crazy about
people.
What's
the matter?
I just got people like, it's not otherworldly. Are you nuts? You got some of the best golfers in the world. Justin Thomas is one of the best golfers in the world, and he shot 76. Just because he makes it look easy doesn't mean it's easy.
Yeah, but I think he's not separating the fact that if Tiger Woods was healthy and fine and was one under, yeah, you're right. That's not otherworldly. He had a fine day. Nothing to write home about. He was fine. But the fact is, the guy hasn't played in 15 months and is coming off a horrendous injury, almost to the point where he wasn't ever able to play again. And you got to give the guy some tremendous credit for that performance yesterday.
He almost lost his leg, man. Sports too. There's no
even
rhyme
if
reason.
He wasn't, even if he didn't have an injury, to not be in a tournament for 15 months and come back and do that is impressive.
Exactly right. To not play competitive golf and come back and then just step on the grounds at Augusta and shoot a 71 in his first round, like any guy that's fully, I'm telling you right now, any guy that's fully healthy going into the Masters that you offered, okay, first round you're gonna be you'll be one under, they'd be okay, done. I'll take the I'm good spot, one under is fine.
Job do you think you could have where you take 15 months off, you show up for the first day of work, and you're good?
Porn star.
No, I don't know that's true.
What do you mean you don't know that's true? A little rest? I mean, come on.
Well, but listen, you might not be in game shape.
Well, I don't think initially you'd be, but you got me. Came out the amount of energy?
Maybe. Or maybe it'd be overwhelming.
No. Not if you're a professional.
But 15 months is a long time not to practice your craft.
I think Ron Jeremy steps up to the plate right now. You bring him back into action,
Ron Jeremy's
no problem.
In jail.
Maybe that was a bad example.
Ron Jeremy, I think, did some horrendous things and is in jail.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to what he's doing.
You're not eye to eye in the porn industry. You need to pay closer attention to what's happening.
Yeah, I've been told. Yeah, you're like the Woj of the.
Yes, I'm the Mel Kiper. Oh, by the way, whipped cream today.
Send it today.
Well, didn't we say? Oh, next Friday, right?
No, you said. Yeah, you said wait.
Yeah, next Friday.
Because Mel can't be trusted. I would if I sent it today, I'd have to send him a 24-pack.
Yeah, that'd be too much.
Mel, you go through a can a day of whipped cream?
Yeah.
Could you imagine that though? If today I just decided I'm going to send him like 24 bottles of the fat free whipped cream, and then we get to draft day, and like, where's Mel?
I have none left.
Mel? He's off on a whipped cream bender. We can't find him.
Where's Mel? We can't find him. He shooting whipped cream shots in his mouth. By the way, think of that. Take a moment. Okay. Think of this. Rain Man. You ready?
Yep.
Rain Man. Play that same cut again, please.
Mel, you go through a can a day of whipped cream?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's great.
That is Rain Man, no?
Well, he invented this. Is Mel.
Yeah. Definitely whipped cream.
I'm an excellent driver.
Mel, definitely. You go through a can a day of whipped cream?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Dustin Hoffman hears that, and he's like, oh, God.
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah. Definitely whipped cream. definitely whipped cream. All right. How do you say this name? Wojciechowski? I think that's how you say it, yes?
Yes.
Gene Wojciechowski, ESPN Radio. So he basically spits in the face of Hinkie Haynes, says perhaps this was Tiger's best day at Augusta.
I've been covering this tournament for 20 years, which is bizarre to think about. And many of those years were with Tiger here. A lot of unbelievable historic victories by him. But this has to rank maybe at the top, near the top. We all thought when he won in 2019, it couldn't be more historic than that. But given where he was nearly 14 months ago, given that we didn't know if he was going to walk again, play with his kids again, have both legs again. You know, this is just really an incredible sports story.
All right, so that spits in the face of everybody that is not overly impressed of what Tiger did yesterday. He's back, he's relevant, and he makes golf better when he plays.
Yeah, he's the needle of golf. I mean, he really is. I mean, you see the, I mean, you know, Monday, the level of excitement.
Well, people go crazy for this guy. And here's my thing. I don't exactly understand why.
Well, what do you mean you don't understand why?
Well, why? Why do people go so crazy? Like, they have since he's
well, you've
kid.
Seen him. Well, good, but that's the thing, though. Like, I mean, we sit here and spend all this time talking about, y'all, your fans, like with the Knicks. You know, what would you trade for Donovan Mitchell? I don't want to. I'm not trading R.J. Barrett. I wouldn't trade Mitchell. Like, we fall in love with draft picks, right? Because it's they're your guy. You watch them grow up, and you get emotionally attached to them. We've seen Tiger Woods since he's, what, 2 years old hitting golf balls? He grew up in front of your face.
All right. So is that what it is? Is that?
Oh, and I think it's greatness, though,
greatness
too.
And you know him?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. And I mean, he's at a level now where it's like, and you've been able to ride this roller coaster with him, where he had everything you could ever imagine. Then all of a sudden, these self-inflicted wounds with, you know, what happened with his wife. And
sure. No, he's human. And I wasn't trying to be funny about it. I was just like, I don't understand exactly why. And I guess that's probably part of the reason. You've known him your whole life, right? You grew up watching Tiger Woods. It's a special kind of greatness. But, and he moves the needle more than any golfer I've ever seen. And it's not close.
I want to see Tiger. Tiger watch.
And I think what makes it, I mean, must watch too, is that he's polarizing, man. There are a lot of people that don't like Tiger.
A lot of people that don't like Tiger. I don't typically root for Tiger.
No, but and then so you're on that side of it.
I'm not. I hate him though.
No, I enjoy watching him play. But yeah, you enjoy watching him play. But enough to like when he's. It doesn't matter. Like when he's playing, you'll tune in, right?
Yes. So it makes me more want to tune in when he's playing than when he's not. Yes.
Because you could see, like, you never know what you're going to see. You could see something you never seen before with him. So you have you, and then the other side of that spectrum where it's like, you know, Greeny, who pretty much told everyone on Twitter, if you don't like, you know, constant Tiger coverage, you probably want to unfollow me because you're going to get a lot of that this weekend.
This couple of days.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.